You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. I am so pleased to be sending it over to Studio 2A. This week, our guests, Holy Faint. We've got some familiar voices in there. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But first, here's Holy Faint, live in Studio 2A.
Jenny pulled me into traffic. Middle-class abstraction would never satisfy. I said, where is your country now? 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 Show me where your father threw in the Thames to teach you how to swim, and he never made amends. So Jimmy coughed and coughed of all the city's grime. To love him felt so simple that it couldn't be a crime. I said, where is your country now? Where is your country now?
Guitar switch. Andy's gonna tell you a story.
Yeah, I am. We're Holy Faint, and we're so happy to be here at KXCI because honestly, this is one of the places where some of us kind of came together for the first time and got to know each other is on this very program. So that's pretty cool. So thanks so much to KXCI for having us back. We're really excited about HOCO, and we're glad to be here to represent. And so thank you, guys.
All right, I'm ready when you are. Welcome, Matt. Matt has entered the room. Tropic.
Lean on
I'm a tiny bit out of tune, so give me 2 seconds.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, you go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just that's what rocking too hard does.
or all the whammies.
Or, yeah, the whammies too, that'll do it.
We had some feedback that we whammy too hard.
I don't agree. I think you can't whammy enough. Now that I have whammies on everything.
I think Blackberry.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, cool.
A hit.
We have a really cool music video for this one.
Oh my gosh. We're fine. Tripping. All right. Y'all ready?
Thank you.
It's over.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I am so pleased to be joined by Holy Faint live in Studio 2A. Thank you so much for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thanks for having us, Matt. It's an honor.
Yeah.
So let's go around the room and do introductions. I think pretty much everyone but Pete has a microphone, and you can use that one. Yeah, there we go. So let's just go around the room.
Cool.
Let us know who you are and what you are playing tonight.
All right. Sophie, you want to start?
Sure. I'm Sophie. I am playing guitar and singing, and I'm handing it to Lucy.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I am on bass.
Hey, I'm Pete. I'm on drums and not on vocals.
Hey, I'm Jordan. I'm on guitar and keys.
And I'm Andrea on guitar and vocals.
Well, it is a treat to have you all down tonight. As was alluded to during one of your little interludes before, this very room is in some ways part of where some of the connections were made that ultimately led to the creation of this band after many years. So I feel like it's a full circle moment in that regard. Definitely. I also was getting flashbacks, Sophie, of the first time that I remember you being in this studio with Ohioan, because I feel like Blackberry is the closest to an Ohioan song that Holy Faint has. And it only dawned on me in listening to it right here with the like sort of almost like desert bluesy guitar riff that comes
gotta pay homage.
Yeah, but
the roots.
In any event, so wonderful to have you all back here, and really excited to be able to talk about this project. I've enjoyed all of the songs that you've put out so far, and they've been in heavy rotation here. So let's go back to the beginning. So what was the genesis of this project?
It depends on where you want to go, because it could be Locals Only. We could say that.
Let's go with that.
I was in your chair for 3 years, mm-hmm. and I always felt like I was there to vampire-like get knowledge. And I talked to some of the most amazing musicians in town, as you are aware. And I remember asking them so many questions about playing guitar, how they played guitar, why they played guitar, what their like early experiences with guitar were. And I'm not sure if
we're talking about Birds and Arrows right now.
Yes.
It's the they.
Birds and Arrows and anyone who entered my lair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not sure if the audience was as interested in that stuff as I was. But I used it as an opportunity to pick everyone's brain about how to do this.
There you go.
And then I was sort of messing around on guitar up until about 2020, but like so many people during the pandemic, I really got obsessed with it, and it hasn't changed. I'm still just so in love with this instrument and the opportunity that it gives me to, it's so cliche, but to express myself is truly not something I had experienced before. So that was my origin.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hand it over to Andrea to talk about how they got roped into this.
Yeah. So I think we were just talking about this, but Sophie and Jordan and me and Pete all met at a dinner that that Stephen, you know, at St. Cecilia, had hosted to bring a lot of people in Tucson together, a lot of artists that were new to town. Mm. And this would have been right when we moved here, so it would have been 2016. Yeah, 2016. Yeah. And so that's where we first met Sophie and Jordan and lots of people like Katie Haverly and Ben and lots of people we are still really close.
Hannah Levine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And and then, you know, Birds and Arrows have been doing our thing in Tucson for a while and love this place so much that we've been pretty insular as a band. Like, we don't really, because that project takes a lot of energy for us. And, you know, like everybody, when you put a lot of energy into a project, it's hard to spread yourself too thin with other things. But Sophie and I and Pete and Jordan had gotten really close over the years. And when Sophie asked us, like, hey, I want to start a band. Would you guys want to join? It was really hard to say no because we love Sophie so much. And we love her energy, her brain, and just her, you know, musical ideas. And she's got like a history of musical theater, which is really cool. So it's got a lot of theatrics to it. And over the years of being performers, I think the theatrical part has become really fun for Pete and I to lean into sometimes as like a character. And so, you know, when she asked us to do this, we were like, okay, let's do it.
And I was so nervous. I was so nervous asking them. I had sort of been like casting a net very slowly and like inviting them to like Bisbee to hang out and like listen to my demos and like just like chill in the studio.
Right, you did do that.
It was
it was all a part of her master
plan. It was the game.
It was the game. I love it.
It was pickup artisting you.
Yes, courting us.
Yeah. And I think when I asked them, they were like, yeah, we were waiting for you to ask us, you weirdo.
Yeah, so that's true.
It all worked out. Yeah.
Yeah. And at first we thought it was going to be kind of a studio sit-in, like maybe we just play on the songs in studio. We really did. Like at first we were like, okay, yeah, because she's just like, you know, imagining these in this, you know, imaginary world that hasn't existed yet. And then it sort of became more of a live thing as after we started to record stuff.
And then practice. They taught me everything I know.
I don't know about that.
That's true.
No, that's crazy. Yeah.
And then we're lucky enough to welcome Lucy most recently.
Which I remember when we little teenage girls ran up to Lucy in the parking lot and we're like, will you join her band?
Yeah. We had one show with her and like, first of all, we have all these bass tabs that our fabulous other bassists have written and we gave them to Lucy. With sight unseen, not knowing anything other than her amazing work in Moon Tracks. And so we gave her the tabs, and then like 10 days later, she showed up at rehearsal and played them perfectly.
Yeah.
And that was wild. And then we had our first show with her, and immediately afterwards, we like walked up in lockstep and we're like, do you want to join our band?
Yeah, it was
like,
a little
It's
silly.
Always been awkward.
How do you feel about it, Lucy?
I was equally as excited.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay, you weren't too freaked out by our geekiness?
No, not at all. And I still have like imposter syndrome. I'm still waiting for y'all to be like, actually.
Yeah, right.
We're an imposter syndrome band. That's our genre.
That's our genre.
Yeah, it's true. It's fun when you kind of envision yourself getting to play with lots of cool people and also be loud. Like, that's the thing, too.
That's what we wanted.
A lot of our projects, I know Birds and Arrows, we pretty much let it all hang out, but it's kind of like most of the time, you know, with guitars, especially, I don't know, I think females can be pigeonholed into very quiet positions and in guitar world or in vocal world. And so the fact that we wanted to come out of the gate as just being having some guts behind it and just having some fun with it and not taking it like too seriously, but seriously enough. That's always been important to me with creative stuff is finding that line of like, you know, fun and creativity and not being like so, you know, I don't know. And Sophie does that well. I think walks that line really good.
Well, looking forward to chatting some more, but I want to get back into the music here and, yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but first let's get back to the music. What are we going to hear next?
This is a new-ish song called Hyacinths, and we're really excited about it. I'm handing it to Steven tomorrow to mix. So.
Yay!
Long walk home.
a new effect. I really like it. All right, the hand.
Yeah, we're going to slow it down a bit for this one. Play a nice mid-tempo one, but got to tune real quick.
Those whammies.
And we should probably mention as we're tuning that all these songs came out of Sophie's brain. You know, the feel is a collaboration, but it's pretty cool that she wrote all these and that we are here to make them come alive. I feel pretty honored about that.
Thanks, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for respecting my weird noggin.
I do. I've talked about it a couple times.
But with that said, we are super excited to start writing collaboratively. Like, this was written alone out of necessity because, you know, there was a plague. And
that'll do it.
Yeah. Going forward, especially after HOCO, which will be our last show for a little while, we're going to start exploring what it's like to work all together.
Which will be fun. All right, you guys ready?
Shivers, the scene is holding, holding my head. I think I'll drown. I'm the handler.
after this. Yeah. Cool. Just make sure.
Are you gonna tune?
Yeah, but I'm ready. Okay. I always like to be in tune though. I'm a sucker.
But remember, we're starting with the chorus for this one.
That's right. So we changed it the other day. You guys ready for this? You don't even know. You don't even know what's gonna happen. We don't even know.
That's why I'm practicing this part.
Do it. We're on the radio. That's where you practice. Whatever, man. All right, let's do it.
Wait, let's do it faster.
Yeah. Pick it up a little bit. Yeah. Let's do it.
Your face, I saw your cast. It's been so long, I know I'd bring you home if you'd go. I had a dream and you were there. I had this dream.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name's Matt. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Holy Faint. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
Oh, yeah. This has been so much fun. Mm-hmm.
So, Friday night on the Plaza stage, Hoco Fest, with a lot of other great bands, Giant Sand and the Sidewinders.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, huh?
A lot of fun stuff. But I want to touch on something that I think was striking from the start of this project, and not necessarily surprising given other projects that you've been involved in, but the strong visual sense that you've brought to this band, and right out of the gate, even, you know, first single, there was a really clear, intentional curation, so to speak, of that visual aesthetic. I'd love to hear a little bit about the stage at which that entered the picture, you know, as you're creating the project. What was that first conversation like about what the band was going to look like?
Oh, that was definitely Sophie.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And Puspa, you guys, Puspa helped with that first photo shoot.
So we work with Puspa Lohmeyer, who's, you know, notorious, wonderful. wonderful and notorious for being a spectacular art director and photographer in Southern Arizona, but beyond. And she and I started. To back up just a little bit, someone told me that when the first photos came out that they thought it was it reminded them of Ghost in like
the Patrick Swayze movie.
Like the movie?
No!
Like where we like doing clay together.
Like
I was hoping
for the pottery wheel.
Absolutely not, but we can go in that direction if that's what you guys want.
Kind of.
No, I haven't. But I know about the pottery wheel. But in
you haven't seen Ghost, let's stop for a minute. And digest that. What?
Okay, I would like to talk about my artistic process.
No, let's talk about Ghost.
So someone told me that it reminded them of Ghost in the level of theatricality and like outfits. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what I'm going for, is something that is larger than life, that is a little bit silly, and that I'll... part of me feels like I'm wearing the outfit and making these crazy photos and throwing myself around like a demon on stage so that you don't have to, you know? and that level of theatricality and visual theatricality comes from, you know, my love of like Baroque painting, but also like the movie Sin City, you know, I wanted like high contrast and extremity, and that's the way that the music feels to me. It's dynamic and high contrast and way over the top, and I wanted the art to match it.
Totally, and I feel like you did a good job with that. And then we kind of, I think because Pete and I like that kind of stuff too, we just ended up falling right in, and then Jordan, you know, looks the part from the start. That's why Sophie probably chose.
I thought we were remaking Ghost.
Damn it.
You got the Patrick Swayze mullet and everything.
You did have the mullet. Yeah.
You do kind of have the mullet. It's true. The mustache is gone, though. We haven't even talked about that tonight.
What?
When did that happen?
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Jordan shaved his mustache.
Bummer.
Sorry, Matt. You were conducting an interview.
No. Along for the ride.
Right.
But I mean, I'll say, though, that one of the things that I think it helps to demonstrate as a audience member, as a you know, somebody who's being exposed to the project for the first time, is it's sort of a statement of intent, I think. Not only around this you know, very intentional desire to kind of curate that experience, but also, at least for me, it struck me as this is a serious project that we are investing in. We are investing our time and energy, and so it's worth it for you to invest in it as well and come out. So I really appreciated that, and I think that it's something that really does set you apart.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, man.
That's cool.
So we've got two more songs, right? And before we get to those, what... You said you're about to embark on a little bit of a hiatus from playing shows, going to embark on doing some collaborative writing. Is this all a lead up to a full-length album in the future, another EP? What do you think comes next?
So we released an EP called Charisma 1, and because all of these songs that pre-hiatus, mm-hmm. I wrote with these guys' help, they kind of need to be finished. So I'm turning in our tracks to Steven tomorrow for Charisma 2.
Cool.
And somehow through algorithmic magic, we're going to put those two together into an album. There's a way to do it. I think it's called a waterfall release. So
We're going to, the charisma one and two will either become charisma or it will stay charisma one and two, which I think is chic, right?
Yes. Charisma side one and side two.
Yeah. And then I think because we, as we said, we've been having so much fun getting loud and dynamic and intense and theatrical, I think we're going to go further in that direction. And the music that we want to write going forward is going to continue to be, you know, heavy and intense and maybe have elements of musical theater in it and Shakespeare. But I think we want to go further into the power of sound and like big, almost ugly, gut-shaking sounds.
Because you really like textures, sound textures too, like which I know like the Chelsea Wolfe stuff we've talked about, lots of things that are like textural with guitars are very cool. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fun to keep exploring that and explore it together.
Yeah.
You know, will be cool.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. Well, you've been listening to Holy Faint live in Studio 2A. Performing.
Oh, sorry, Matt.
Yeah.
Look out.
We've got a couple more songs, so take it away.
Owl.
Long ago, picture you at peace with when breath blows west, I loved you well with all the rest. Old world lies are sometimes less to die.
Oh, we do have time for another one. That's usually our closer, so.
Yeah, well, let's do it. Sophie's gonna.
Dionysus!
Sophie's gonna change guitars real quick. But thank you so much, Matt, for having us. This has been fun.
You're very welcome.
It's been pretty rad to be back here. It's been pre-pandemic since we've been here.
So. It has been, yeah, yeah. And Birds and Arrows, also, while we've got a second while Sophie's setting up. The Hookworm Records release.
That's right. Is September 8th. It's inside at Congress. So the following week after Hoko, we're going to be playing, Birds and Arrows is going to be playing. So, and that's going to be also a little last show for us for just a couple months as well to go into a little creative mode too for the early fall. So yeah, come on out.
Excellent.
Everyone's got creative mode on the brain for fall.
Yeah, I feel like we've all been really busy, so we're ready to... you know, hide and make fun stuff.
Well, we've got one more song from Holy Faint here, and then stick around, spend the rest of your evening on KXCI with us.
See you in your bright blazing crown, disciple.
But the gentle